at the time there was really unclear guidance from the government about what was going on, so it was like a, we might have to be the source of like reason, as it were, because we might not be getting the guidance from the government or whatever to really tell us what to do on a local level. And I don't, as I was walking up, I'd been thinking about, well, can we do some stuff online? We've never really done stuff online. We're a very physical place. You know, the whole model of what we do is based around this physical building, you know, where people come to the space. And we very rarely do stuff that's even outside of the building, let alone like not in a physical place. And can the mill be the people rather than the space itself? We came up with this idea of doing something like, I was like, at the very least, if we're just being a constant presence on social media. So the week they've started to advise people not to go out and stuff, we started to say we're going to be posting regularly on social media. And just things that you can do at home, you know, stuff to be thinking about, nice things. And we're just saying we're going to be a regular presence, so that if you are at home and you're on your own, or, you know, just need something that's not in your immediate home environment, then you'll know there's something from the mill every morning. It took us a little while to figure that out. We got some bits of funding to do things like, we had an online exhibition around climate change and stuff, which was really nice, and got some really lovely bits of artwork that people submitted for that. And then we got some funding to do like online activity. So it was not like, so we've now got a page on our website where there's some videos or some how-to guides on various different activities. You know, there's a whole load of videos about how to do Tai Chi sessions or various craft projects, and they're for all different age groups and things like that. There's dancing with your toddlers and things like that. So it's kind of like a resource now that people can go back to and use. But at the time it was in the middle of lockdown, you know, these were actually things that people could do from home or just in their local area when they're out and about. So yeah, and just supporting people through things like Grow Your Idea as well, to set up Zoom events and activities and stuff like that. So there was a writing group and Zoom yoga and things like that. So I think we did pretty well, really, considering.